This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or listen and have some fun. Listen and smile. Let's help ourselves to a really good day. It's the first day of March, and the Good Day Gang includes the DJV, Experiential Quotients. I like those big words. Ooh-ah. And Experiential Quotient number one is Jennifer Horn. Experiential Quotient number two is Victoria Keelan. Experiential Quotient. Experiential Colon. There we go. Number. Is it colon or colon? Colon, Colin. Colin Colin.
Colin sure? Like the organ or Colin like Colin Powell?
Aha! You see, therein lies the question. Yes, very serious stuff. Anyway, Kara Schillen is at the controls. Happy day to you. First day of March. Last night, the President of the United States delivered an address. I did not watch it because I heard that the Framingham town meeting voting on tax incentives for new building developments. So I missed, but I read a lot, listened a lot, learned a lot, and so I will throw my 2 cents worth into the conversation. Let's have a quick conversation with Victoria and Jennifer. Jennifer, you watched, I'm guessing, from stem to stern last night?
Start to finish, yes. And okay. I was very proud of what I heard and what
proud.
I heard. Proud.
Yep. Interesting word. Why were you proud?
I think for people who always looked at me like, why did you vote for Trump? Well, how could you vote for Trump? I think the answer was shown last night in the tone, in the message. I think he did a great job. I think this was the moment that he probably needed to present a little bit earlier to try to bring more people in to his message. But, you know, I think this was a really good moment for the president.
All right. Victoria, on the other side, what did you think of what went on?
I didn't watch any of it. I'm not watching any politics at night. I'm totally digitally detoxing from all politics. We've had too many discussions in my family and within my friends group where we can't find a place to get away from politics anymore.
Really?
Like at the gym, it's so frustrating for all of us.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Whatever side you're on, it's just I'm so sick of it. It's way too much. It's only been a month, and it's too much. So I watched Ryan Gosling last night instead.
Did you? What about his sister? She's apparently quite a hottie. Have you seen some of the social media comments on her?
I've heard about her.
The outfit that she was wearing on...
She looked beautiful,
She was his date to the Oscars. She did look beautiful. She looked like... she looked like an attractive
woman. We really surprised? I mean, Ryan Gosling is pretty attractive, so I guess they've
But he brings his sister. Where is the date? How come he didn't bring
his baby mama's... Yeah, his baby mama's at home with with a newborn, so probably why.
Good. You know what, though? I will say about the Trump speech last night, the nice thing that I saw was that he had the widow of the Navy SEAL who died as one of his guests, and they, you know, he was talking about her, and then they had a standing ovation for like a minute and a half, and it was really, really emotional because she was just, you know, she was clapping, but she was breaking down the whole time because it's only been a month since he died, so it was nice that they had her there and honored her and her husband's life.
All right, I'm going to give you my observations in a nutshell.
but you said you didn't watch it.
No, I didn't. Why? I can't have observations having watched a video or read stories. Why is that? That doesn't discharge my ability to make
look,
up
everybody
my mind.
Gets an opinion, but I just thought it was. It
my opinion is based on fact.
It, but you want to hear what I think?
My opinion is based on fact.
Okay.
And the facts are, as I look at even the most deleterious of the news media, they can't find much, if anything, to denigrate with regard to what Trump said and the factual quality or quantity of his... I mean, they're going to find a few things. One source says he took some credit for some things he hasn't earned, but you got to really dig into what he said last night to find something wrong with it. And so, for those who have been on the border, and I probably will be on the fence here and there, I'm more likely, because of my philosophy, to be prone to supporting Trump, not across the board, because I think, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second, let's return to the, with a regard to the negative side of it. But he got a 5-minute standing ovation. He was well received, it seems, by people who may not have been on board. And then the surprise that he didn't go off script, that he didn't go down his usual road of just kind of taking no prisoners. But he sounded, for the first time, from the clips that I can see and from the observations from people who don't like him. See, I'm not going to, I don't care what Fox says about him. I don't care what a lot of people say about him that like him. I want to see, I want to feel the energy around the people who don't like him. And if they're having a hard time, if they're squeamish, if they're like squirming in their chairs, or they're being easily put off by those who know what the facts are or what the true nature of the state of the speech was, then for me, it was a good effort and something that more or less needs to stand on its own, because maybe taking a page out of Victoria's book, I'm just getting sick and tired of people just taking shots at the guy because he's
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not defending him at all. I don't like him, and I you know, that's
you don't like him changed. Or you don't like what he does.
I don't like him, and I don't like anything he's proposed so far. So I mean, if he can lower, well, I don't care enough, honestly, to talk about it. So I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it. There are a lot of things that I do not like. I'm sick and tired of him blaming Obama for everything.
Well, Obama is to blame for a lot of the problems, though. I mean, in the reality, if you look at the debt and the conversation that came about as a result of the debt last night, it is clear that between Bush and Obama, they borrowed us into almost oblivion. And so, but that doesn't fix the problem. I agree with you.
I'm just talking about in general.
Blaming, just getting
away from it. You know, I mean, even on Valentine's night, Lewis and I went out to dinner, and there were on either side of us, there were two couples the older couples who talked about politics the whole night. I'm just so sick of it, and all my friends are sick of it. No one's even watching MSNBC anymore or Fox. It's too much. Like, we just need.
It has become too much. I don't disagree.
On overload.
I think that because you can, if you want to blame, I'm not a blamer, but if I were a blamer, I would blame the same culprits that I do all along. And in some circumstances, I'm on the Trump bandwagon when it comes to the news media, because there's just, with people, it doesn't make a difference who you are. You can't be all bad, and you can't be all good. You can't, everything that somebody does can't be all bad, and everything that somebody does can't be all good.
I think that was what kind of got to me most about this speech. And you can hear, I mean, there's a lot of frustration. I hear Victoria's voice, and there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of frustration when people are talking about politics all over the place. What got me a little frustrated, and I think whether or not you like Trump or you don't, I think one of the things that we can acknowledge is that he's put a big light on a lot of the problems that maybe people didn't want to pay attention to or talk about, whether that was the news media, whether that was immigration, whatever it is. And again, whether you agree with them or not, he put a light on stuff that people were shuffling around. And one of the things that I saw last night was what we've talked about, Dougie, a lot in our time together. And that is the fact that the ruling class of Washington, D.C., has such an issue acknowledging, like, how to get things done for real, that I think that's more of the backlash to Trump than anything that he has said. Mm-hmm. Because you saw him giving very moderate plans where really, these are plans that you'd hear from the Democratic Party, talking about paid family leave, talking about programs to get women involved in the workforce or to get them to become business owners again. These are very progressive plans. And the Democrats in the crowd who have to stand against Trump are sitting on their hands and not truly clapping for something that, if proposed by someone in their party, they'd be standing
up
for.
But that's politics.
It's what politics
in America has become.
Obama was also for 8 years, he didn't have anything that was radical either, and they just opposed him no matter what.
I think there was some radical stuff.
Yeah, there was some radical stuff. Yeah. But you're right.
I mean, they did oppose him. Your standards, but not really.
They
radical.
Didn't oppose him for a good reason in many circumstances. They just opposed him because he was a Democrat
and
he was on the other
thing.
Side.
That's the Jennifer's exactly. pointing out no about Trump. About same yeah. thing. No. None of that's ever going to change unless everyone comes together and says, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. But that's, you know, when's that going
to
happen?
I think the opposition came to Obama. And again, we can talk about whether this is right or wrong. But he was pushing for a more socialist form of government than I think the Republican Party was willing to put up with.
Or
I think
most
that's
Americans
where that's
the, were willing to put
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the challenge came from. So I think that these ideas are a little more radical when you talk about socialized medicine. Those are things that are not necessarily woven into the fabric of traditional American political ideals.
Mm. All right, now let me just take 1 minute to go down the street that I am most passionate about when it comes to all of this stuff, and that's what's going on the American family farm and the American family farmers. There were many things that I read and saw about the speech last night that I liked. Somebody that I regard highly is Roger Johnson, who is the president of the National Farmers Union, a group to which I belong, that represents most of the small farm businesses, the American family farmer businesses that are run by small family farm interests, co-ops, et cetera, and the locavore movement, which are basically the people in America who support the food that's grown and provided by America's family farmers. And so Johnson said last night after the speech that he was disappointed that the president failed to mention the word rural, farm, or agriculture once at any time during the speech. And for that, I am in agreement with Johnson. Trump has not shown a strong interest. I mean, given the fact that he's a city guy, he doesn't know much about farming anyway. He doesn't know
What's
much
Bannon
about agriculture.
Bannon know about farming, right? Nothing.
Bannon knows nothing about
farming. Yeah, so I mean,
Bannon doesn't know much about anything.
Huge
except
part of this administration. Everyone
off.
Needs to just acknowledge that. I mean, that's, you know.
But he's not making he's not making policy, but he is responsible, along with Pence, for getting guys like Pruitt into
in a way making policy.
Well, it has. We'll see what they come up with. Yeah. The guy who's running ag, Purdue, is a loser, a lightweight, and doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And so we have three important positions at the USDA, at the EPA, and at agriculture, which have not seen the stroke of people who are really well-intentioned or knowledgeable.
Right.
So for that, Jennifer, I would say that there is a real hole here, and I hope that they will address it. I'm making no judgments. I'm making a statement of fact in terms of where the farmers feel. They have great hope for Trump. Most farmers supported Trump. Most of the farmers that I know supported Trump. And so with that in mind, hopefully that constituency, you know, we keep talking about the South right wing, and there are plenty of people who aren't necessarily right wing, but there are a lot, you know, most farmers who are in the Midwest and in the Mid-South are right of center when it comes to political values. No surprise there. But what is it that they get in turn for their support of Donald Trump? That would be the question.
Hopefully we all get what we're promised, whether or not he specifically named Chuksey or not. I mean, my uncle from Wisconsin, who's a farmer, you couldn't pay him enough to vote for a Republican, and he voted for Trump because he feels like he's going to not have to worry about dictated pricing. He's not going to have to worry about government intervention into his farm with the Trump administration. So we'll see.
Well, that's true enough. There needs to be a lot less of that. That's one of the reasons there's a real problem with American family farms. Okay, so there, a good overview of last night. Thank you. It's 20 minutes past the hour with DJV.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
And change after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, and this portion of each hour, we focus on music, music stories, music news, etc., etc., etc. Cher, her name is Sherilyn Sarkazian, announced an additional 18 summer and fall performances for her classic Cher show, which is how many years after she retired? Let's see.
Which time?
Many times.
I think she retired quite a bit. Like, we changed socks. Cher retires. Right. She's like Kiss. They just keep retiring. And then
she decided to extend her show following the tremendous success. Translate that, all the money she's been making in the last 3 or 4 years. So she's been at the Park Theater in the Monte Carlo venue there. 5,200 seats, fills them up every night. And for each of those performances, the rumor is she gets $10 a seat. So what does that figure out to? That's that's $520,000, right? Is that right? You add two zeros to this, and that's what you get, $520,000 a night. I think I'd stay on the road if I were getting $520 a night, wouldn't you?
She's not even on the road. She's in a residency.
Definitely, right.
Yeah.
She's in Vegas. I had a friend who tried to go see her 2 weekends ago. She canceled
Couldn't
the show.
Couldn't get him. Oh, she did?
No. She canceled the show, and they refunded the money. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, that's all right. All right. Cher has, in my mind, been, because of this song, someone who got us to think about the world of politically correct music. This song was the number one record of 1974. Can you imagine this being anywhere in any kind of survey in 2017? The song is called Half Breed. Listen to this for those of you who don't remember it. Crank it up there, Karen.
We never settled, went from town to town. When you're not welcome, you don't hang around.
Imagine this song making it today. All right, so I found a number of other songs that are moderately politically incorrect, and I thought you would be entertained by listening to some of them, including this one, which goes back to 1964, the lovely Jimmy Soul, and if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make an ugly woman your wife. Crank this up.
Now, are you referencing Cher in Mermaids?
No, I'm referencing Cher in the song Half Breed, which is about an Indian girl.
Right.
That's
but then
idea.
The pretty woman, make an ugly woman your wife, that was also in her movie Mermaids, where she sang that song, too.
Right. Well, this was a song that stood on its own. Another song that is completely politically incorrect in 2017, Gary Puckett's Young Girl.
Get out of my mind.
That's creepy.
Yeah. All right. And to go with that, Jennifer, is Ringo's You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine.
Yeah, unless you're 16, you can't sing the song.
No.
Yeah.
You're 16. Yeah. All right, let's see. Here's one from Mark Lindsay, who was in charge of the Raiders. That was the name of the group. That song is called Indian Reservation. Listen to this.
So proud to live. So proud to die.
This song was sampled by Tim McGraw in Indian Outlaw. Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Randy Newman's Short People.
Taking on ugly women, short people, Indians, who else?
Okay, but you want to know what my favorite of all time is? My favorite politically incorrect song comes from Ray Stevens called Ahab the Arab.
The Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He had a big old turban wrapped around his head and
this a list scimitar online. By his politically incorrect song. And all right.
I'm surprised you didn't play I Like Chinese. That's your favorite.
I do Baby Like Back. Likes Back, too. Baby Get Back. 28 after, DJV.
Demystifying mindfulness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Mindfulness is all the rage and is certainly in vogue. Mindfulness is not a new age concept or even a mystical one, however. You don't have to sit cross-legged or chant Om or even subscribe to any particular belief system to be mindful. In fact, to be mindful simply means to be aware. That's it. To be mindful is to be aware of what you're doing. Think about it. How many things do you do on autopilot every day? How many times are you thinking about the past or future every moment? To be mindful is to realize that the past is gone, the future can never be reached, and all we ever have is this present moment. The more aware you become of the present moment, the more mindful you are. And the more mindful you are, the more you will excel at anything you're doing. For more on mindfulness, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about things.
Don't you worry. We have a good day. A way to create a better life through listening. That's what the DJV experience is all about. You're listening to Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with an eye toward what's going on in the world today. I know Victoria is off on politics, and I am too, but I find the following information interesting, and I wondered if somebody will Google this or chase it around. Looking at what's left over. Remember all of the discussion that I had around election time about local and statewide office holders and even congressional office holders and what they did with their money in the campaign coffers after the election was over, after they got out of office. They used the money for staff, buying cars, renting offices. You know, nobody says they can't run a business out of the office. They can pay for it. Do pretty much. There have been some regulations that have come into play. But for the most part, when you look at the amount of money that's left over in the campaign war chests, for example, the estimate is that George W. Bush is sitting on top of $37 million that he hasn't done anything with, that's in a campaign fund. And it may be as high as $200 million for Obama. Nobody can quite figure out. See, there apparently is there's a hole, surprisingly, in the regulations as to what you actually have to report. So they clamped down to a point on what they could do with the money, but they made sure to leave a few holes, like how much money is there in your campaign war chest? Well, it's somewhere between, you know how they do it with their income? They make somewhere between $2 million and $20 million, you know, that kind of stuff. So somewhere between $20 million and $200 million is what Barack Obama has left in his campaign war chest, and George Bush about the same. What the Clintons did with their war chest after they got out of office, or I don't know. That, the question I'd like to have an answer to is how much is left in the Hillary Clinton war chest after having run for the presidency this last time around. Nobody ever asks that question. It was like town meeting last night. I stand up. This is the first time I ever said anything at town meeting floor, and I've been there for 7.5 years. We're all talking about giving tax breaks to two companies that are going to build big apartment complexes in downtown Framingham. Downtown Framingham is like going into the Gaza Strip. It's like from what it was like when I was a kid to what it's like now. It's a combat zone. Horrible downtown. So they're trying to rejuvenate it, and in order to do that, they came to the town meeting with two developers who want to develop certain plots of land, but they want to get them tax incentives. They're called TIFs, tax funds, where they don't have to pay all their taxes for the first 7, 8, 9 years of real estate tax, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going through all of this stuff. They go on and on for hours. And I finally get up, and I looked at the crowd, and I said, this is the $24 question. Did anybody ask these guys if they would build without the tax incentives? Or did you start by giving them incentives without saying, here's a project we want you to build, how will you do it? And they all looked at each other, dumbfounded, like I was asking them the $64 million question. Wouldn't that be the first question you'd ask in terms of, to relate it to what I was just saying about politics, how much money you got left in your campaign chest? Right? But don't you want to know the answer? Do you think there's been one reporter who's ever asked that, all of these clowns that trip over themselves to try to take Trump down? Who's asked the question of any of the candidates, how much money have you got in your campaign war chest? And if they won't tell you, you know that they're hiding a lot, I think. Am I silly or am I being realistic? Isn't that a good question?
It is a good question, but if there's restrictions, then what? I mean, what can and can't they do with that money, though? I mean, I know
they can do a lot with it. They can take trips with it. They can hire their family to work in their business.
But you can't take vacations with it, though. It needs to be like a trip related, right? Like a business.
I think that's very loosely defined, Victoria.
Yeah, because a lot of, I mean, there'd be an issue if I think that was kind of what people were getting after Jill Stein about when she was trying to do the recount of the election again.
Where did that money go?
Is that they were trying to see, okay, if you're trying to do this to fundraise, where does it go? And it can't just go to your salary, basically. Yeah. You can't take a salary. Right. Yeah.
Right. So that, I think that's a question that still there are a lot of holes in. I mentioned the Gaza Strip. The downtown Framingham area looks like Gaza. There's a very interesting reality, I'm struggling with this a little bit. Now let's see if you can help me out. You know, the Gaza Strip, where the that side of the Israeli-Jordanian border, where it's like no man's land. The people who live in Gaza are not allowed to leave for the most part. And there are some people, there's been some focus on cancer problems there because the Palestinians on the I think I mentioned this on the air, as a matter of fact, how dirty it was on the other side. If I stood at the City of David, the wall in the City of David, looked across the valley into, you know, the Valley of Death, you know, the biblical expression, the Valley of Death, that's what it is, the Valley of David, and you can basically throw a stone across. I mean, everything is very small over there. You can see the Mount of Olives. It's all in the same. You can see it in the same scape, Mount of Olives, and the houses that have been built on this side by the Palestinians are pigsties, and they throw their garbage out the window or out the back door onto these piles all over the place. So there's all kinds of chemicals, and I mean, it's just filthy.
Is it actually a mountain of olives?
No, it's just a bunch of trees. No.
But do olive trees grow?
Olive trees on the side of the mountain. But it's within, 400 yards of this neighborhood that I'm talking about, where the Palestinians throw all their garbage out the window. And the reason that they throw their garbage out is they say the Israelis won't collect because the Israelis control Jerusalem and they won't collect their garbage. Well, the reason the Israelis won't collect their garbage is because the Jordanians refuse to pay their taxes. So it's this tail and dog thing. They go around in circles. Meanwhile, the result of all the garbage being there is they have a huge cancer problem with the Palestinians, especially breast cancer and other things. They don't have medicine. They don't have any money. You know, they've created their own mess. But who's going to be the bigger person here? That would be my question. In order to get out of the Gaza, you need to have a permit from the Israelis. And that's tricky because the Israelis are concerned about who's coming over. And, you know, it's like who's coming into our country. They have security concerns about it. And so they have not been giving out many permits in the last 4 or 5 years. And as a result of that, they can't either detect diseases, and they can't, once they detect them, they can't treat them because these people aren't being let in or out. So it's interesting. The 5-year survival rate for breast cancer, for example, in the Gaza is 30%, and in Israel it's 86%. That tells you something.
Wow.
And so I think it would be nice if the Israelis became the big man or the big person and they did the right thing. Sure, scan the candidates well. Make sure you put them through whatever. But let them get treatment and solve the bigger problem. That makes them look better. They can do it. They know how to do it. They're brilliant at this strategy of they don't let people in and out. They have any questions at all. But if there's somebody innocent, you know, regardless of whether they're getting cancer because of their own, you know, stuff, it's like go around and what comes first? The cancer comes as a result of you throwing all these chemicals out your back door and breathing them all, or who knows what the cause is. But be the bigger person here and let them out, and only if you're sure that they're okay. But you can screen them. You know who they are. You know how to handle it. And I think that would be, that's just my observation. Anybody got any thoughts?
I agree with you. I mean, there's, someone's got to do, I mean, that situation just seems like it's just a checkmate. I don't know if it's
ever
really.
Well, it is. It's just around and around and around. Yeah. It's like the tail and the dog. Who's the tail? The dog's chasing the tail. So it's, you stop it somehow by just saying, okay, we're going to take a look at these people and we're going to make sure that they are safe. And then we're going to make sure they get good treatment because there are brilliant hospitals in Israel.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, do you think, though, and you've spent a lot of time and you know a lot of Israelis, I only know a few Israelis, but do you think that fundamentally part of the problem is that they just do believe that Palestinians are just not on the same level that they're on in terms of just in every way, culturally, educationally, financially, they just sort of see them as being beneath them?
I would say that you could do that on either side. You could say the Israelis feel that way about the Palestinians. The Palestinians feel that way about the Israelis. Exactly.
The Palestinians feel like
Palestinians think the Israelis are dirt. Israelis think Palestinians are dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the frustration that comes from Israel is that they've been left at the negotiating table several times over the decades. I mean,
well, look at what you're dealing
with.
They
sit, and then the Palestinians don't show up to the table.
Well, the problem is maybe that's not there's a definition problem here based on who is representing the Palestinians, whether it's Hamas or some of these nutbird horrible groups run by the likes of what's his face who died. He was the most notorious of all of them. These people that are gaining for themselves. Why did his name just slip? The guy who died 10 years ago that I met.
Arafat?
Arafat, thank you. He left his wife in Paris. She lives in a palace in Paris. And when he died, he was worth about $5 billion. How does he get to be worth $5 billion as the leader of Hamas? Unless he's screwing, blueing, and tattooing everybody that comes in his direction. And the governments that give money to these guys to try to find peace, they trip over themselves. And that's where that's really what the
problem
is. Maybe
he has one of those campaign slush funds.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we also laugh kind of. That's a very interesting point, Victoria, because you know, we often ask ourselves, why do these people spend, why was there $4 billion spent in the presidential campaign this past time around for a job that pays $400,000 a year? And how is it when George Bush's net worth didn't change much while he was president because he had plenty of dough to begin with? But Barack Obama was worth $1.5 million when he went into the presidency. And by his own finance forms, when he left, he was worth $12.5 million.
But so how do you go? I've heard you say that before, but I mean, he's only sold books. So, like, how? Where's that number coming from?
Thank you. I've asked the same question. It's the same as LBJ. He went into the He went into Congress as a teacher, making $6,000 a year. As a congressman at that time, he made $60,000 a year. And then he became president, he made $200,000 a year, and when he died, his estate was worth $234 million.
Well, I mean, after the fact, with speeches and books and all that stuff, I get it. But I mean, like, he hasn't done anything yet, so he hasn't given speeches, and he hasn't written another book yet. So where's that number coming from? That's what I'm saying.
Thank you for asking the question. It comes from his own stories, or not stories, but the recognition by some who are on his side, his staff, that's the kind of dough he's got.
Power has a lot of money value.
Well, you see, that's it. I think that's the point. All these other things aside, these people lust for power and control because either they get some benefit from it that's psychological, or more importantly, they get some financial benefit out of it. And so I'll leave the conversation at that and get us to focus on how well we rested last night. Jennifer crawled into the parachute sheets at what time after the speech?
I know. I've not been sleeping enough this week, but at least the quality of my sheets pretty good. that helps even out the equation a little bit.
Let's get our sheets together. So, Victoria, you did a lot of research into what Americans use in their bedrooms, whether, like me, they have a top sheet, or like you, they have a duvet. Mm-hmm. When we went into, I went into the, they have a set called the Venice set, which is based on where they are. And yesterday, Victoria, I think Victoria Bullis said that she'd been into this shop where I went on Rose Avenue in Venice. Mm-hmm. And that's what she was talking about. They have a wonderful store there where you can see all of the things on display. You don't have to go to Venice. All you do is go online to parachute.com. It's actually parachutehome.com. Get that right. Parachutehome.com/DJV to see what they have. And in addition to being smart about what they sell and having a great product, you got a 60-night trial period. So you use them. If you don't like them, you send them back. They don't get them back, but every once in a while somebody sends something back and they give it to Habitat for Humanity. But what I found, Victoria, was their donation of these bed nets to the children in Africa who, you know, get eaten. We have a big problem with malaria over there. Mm-hmm. And so they're donating these nets, which is, there are all kinds of reasons. You want to get a good sheet, you want to get a good value, but there are sometimes other reasons that propel people into buying product, right?
I mean, certainly for me, I try to be a conscious consumer with everything I buy, and the more products that I can buy, whether it's like clothing or food items or whatever, beauty products, anything that has a give back to it, to the company structure, is always something that I look for.
Right.
So, they're amazing sheets with a wonderful color selection, beautiful packaging, but to also know that you're really saving a life, too, it's incredible.
All right, so help yourself to a good night's sleep. Help yourself to helping other people. Cure lots of ills with your purchase. ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping when you look over and decide what sheets you want. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Thank you for being here. This is the DJV Tech Talk Report. Some items of interest that focus on some of the tweeting going on regarding Mr. Trump and whether or not Lyft is doing as well as Uber. Those people, no matter who they are, very smart. So we'll get to that information after I remind you how important it is. The Tech Talk time is sponsored by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. And because we are such wonderful human beings here, we've made an arrangement with ZipRecruiter.com for you to post your job to 200-plus job sites anywhere in the world. You can just... Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and see how this works. You've heard me talk about it. You can see all kinds of testimonials at their website. This is genius, actually. It's so simple. Posting your job in one place and having it get to 200-plus places with one click. And I know tons of people listening to this program who are looking for new recruits, looking for new people to work in whatever city may be, small, large towns, whatever the industry is, doesn't make any difference. And because the folks that put this together were happy to have us promote ZipRecruiter, they have allowed and encouraged people who are looking for help to use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV without any cost. It's free to use. So you can how many people that have 3-4 people working for them and they need another, you got time to answer the phone and screen people? No, you don't have time to do that. So you want to do it the right way with the right person quickly? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, ZipRecruiter, one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the perfect candidate. And not have to pay for it. Wow, what a deal. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Take advantage of it right now whilst you are thinking about it. And while Victoria is telling us about the anti-Trump tweets that Twitter is blocking, this sort of surprises me. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but tell me how this is this is working?
Well, essentially, Twitter has been making a concerted effort to stop bullying online of all
and
kinds.
Gross so not, composition, too, right?
Yeah, and it's not just stuff. Anti-Trump or anti, you know, Mike Pence. It's just in general talking. They've been trying to eliminate abusive language and things like that. They've written algorithms that won't necessarily find individual tweets, but they'll find patterns of abusive language. Uh-huh. That's really where this is going now. One of the things that the reason this has become kind of coming to the forefront, though, is a transgender web developer who goes by the name Victoria Fierce, which is that's sometimes I also go by Victoria Fierce.
Victoria Fierce.
She tweeted a forceful response to the Trump administration's recent rollback of the transgender protections in schools, and she quoted a tweet by Vice President Mike Pence. Twitter put her on a temporary time out. In her case, that meant that only her followers could see her tweets for 12 hours while they were assessing her account. Yeah. And the tweet basically said, F you, I got a piss and you're putting me, an American, in danger of assault by your white supremacist brothers. And she says now, it was one tweet, it's certainly not the first time I've told any elected official to F off, and it won't be the last. But now Twitter's saying that essentially any type of abusive language if you use the F word, they're going to start flagging it. So if you want to make your voice heard and you have, you know, political opinions on either way, then you have to be more creative with your language, essentially, is how that's the direction that Twitter wants everyone to move in.
All right. Lyft is getting closer to Uber's popularity, which underscores the whole business about how people want to ride share and use these facilities. Mm-hmm. It's not putting cab companies out of business, but it kind of shows you that people don't want to own cars. In some cities, anyway. Yeah, that's what I get out of this.
That's true, actually. And so Lyft had a big announcement yesterday that they are now adding 50 more cities in 4 new states. So that brings the total number of cities where you can actually use Lyft over Uber to 300. This is their largest expansion so far since they started a few years ago. And now they're in places like Fort Myers, Florida, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Kalamazoo, Missouri, and Iowa City, Iowa. So there are other smaller markets, but they're rapidly expanding. They did get a big bump in popularity after the whole hashtag delete Uber trend with the Trump connections between Uber and Travis Kalanick. So, and Lyft, of course, donated $1 million to the ACLU. So they got a bump in popularity and they're riding that wave. So it's good. It's healthy competition. Lyft is not without its problems, similar to the driver issues that Uber has had. So, you know, both companies are not perfect, but you can at least, you know, have two options now.
Two. Better than one.
Yeah.
And, well, you have always the cab, and there are other things, the zip car. I mean, there are all kinds of things
right.
that you can do to avoid having to actually own a car.
Mm-hmm.
How about buying a bicycle? How about walking from the train station to your home? How about that? Maybe it would work, though. Depends on your age.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.